Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 8th of September. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Joshua Ayres to discuss this week's local news stories. And crime features in the headlines this week with Chertsey Ram Raid and an Oxted armed robbery and Philip Hammond deselection letters. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Zosia now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Anyway, shall we start then with this Ram Raid in Chertsey? Pretty dramatic.
Yeah, so a few of our stories this week are probably ones that you wouldn't expect to see in Surrey. So a flatbed lorry was used to smash through the wall of a shop in Chertsey during what police believed was an attempted raid on a cash machine. And that was on Tuesday night at the Ford Water Road Co-op. And so Surrey police are appealing for information about that. They said it would have caused a large amount of noise. But yeah, it's kind of a horrible thing to happen, and kind of you think of Surrey as being quite leafy and, you know, obviously quiet. But yeah, a few of our stories this week are quite surprising in that way.
I trust nobody was hurt in all this.
Sorry?
I trust nobody was hurt in all this.
No, luckily nobody was hurt, and Surrey police actually have said they've not. They don't know yet whether anything was stolen in what they're calling a ram raid. But so, yeah, anyone with information, they want to hear from you.
Yes, it must have made quite a noise. It was quite late at night, I believe.
Yes, it was around midnight when it happened, and it continued into the early hours of the morning on Wednesday.
Yes, you would have thought somebody got woken up by that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, something probably even more frightening is an armed robbery in Oxted.
Yes, so police are particularly now looking for a silver Renault, information about that. So it was the suspected armed robbery was at a jeweller's in Oxted, at Paul James Jewellers, and this was on Tuesday afternoon. And around the same time, a car was left in flames. And so the police believe that that car was used as a getaway car. Luckily, again, no one was hurt, but obviously it must have been a very scary experience for those in the jewellers. There weren't any customers in there. It was just the members of staff. But yeah, very scary, something you never expect to happen at work. And again, police are wanting any information, particularly about that silver Renault.
Right, okay. So anybody saw a silver Renault around that time, the non-emergency number 101 to ring, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Weybridge and Runnymede MP Philip Hammond in the news again.
Yeah, so obviously you've got a very high-profile MP in Runnymede and Weybridge, and he's been a key figure in the Brexit debate. And one of the organisations that campaigned to leave the EU, which was Leave.eu, they have actually sent out letters to Mr Hammond's constituents asking him, the constituents, to deselect him. So lots of people, you know, got in touch with us very kind of confused, some a bit worried, and we put this all to Mr Hammond's office, and we saw a letter that he'd sent a constituent, and he's actually challenged the founder of that organisation to stand against him in that area.
Right, okay, yes, it's Aaron Banks, isn't it, who has been bankrolling leave.eu, and
yes.
Indeed. So I'd be surprised if a deselection occurs.
I know, he's got a very big majority there. So
indeed.
Yeah,
and always out and about in the community, despite his high profile.
Yes, exactly.
Now, we've had this controversial plans for Newlands Corner. It's been rejected.
Yeah, so the council proposed to build six play structures on the common to make what they've called a family play trail. But there's been quite a large amount of resident opposition about that. And then Surrey County Council have said they're now not going to pursue the proposals because the matter had to go to a public inquiry, which would have cost around £30,000. So they say they're not going to spend taxpayers' money on that during a time when, you know, they're having to make quite high-profile cuts. It's a time of austerity for them, they're saying. And so they're not going to go ahead. And obviously the campaigners are pleased, but they said that they might revisit the plans in the future.
Yes, and I think it was going to be a play trail and all sorts of things going to be put in there, wasn't there?
Yes, and people were worried about the environmental effect on that. It's obviously a lovely beauty spot. And people worried what that would do to the land.
And of course, I think it was to try and sort of get some income in, wasn't it? Their plans to charge for parking as well and other things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Egham redevelopment plans revealed in full.
Yeah, so they're going to make a gateway. Well, that's what Runnymede Council and the developers places people are trying to do at the moment. And so they've put it to a public exhibition again. So it's called Egham Gateway West, and they're making, well, they're planning to make, the planning application hasn't actually gone in yet, so they're still putting it to the people in the area. And they're planning to make a big theatre with the Italia Conti Theatre School, and they're going to make new retail spaces and cafes and bars, and they've changed all their plans a little bit to respond to residents' views. But we have heard, you know, some people are worried. We've already got Royal Holloway there, we've got a few schools there, and people are just worried that the town is just going to be taken over by students. And so some people who've lived there for years, I spoke to someone who remembered it being a small village, are just a bit worried about this kind of development.
Yes, difficult, isn't it, to balance the needs of young and old, isn't it, these
days? Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Zosia, thank you so much for taking us through the headlines this week, and I know there's far more in the Surrey Advertiser that people can get their teeth into as well. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
You too. Thank you.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Zosia Ayres. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.